When Jackson was a rookie out of the University of North Dakota in 1968, he was a second-round draft choice and signed a one-year contract for $13,500. Bill Bradley turned pro basketball around, Phil said. In 1968, he got $400,000 for 4 years, which was an incredible sum then. After his first game at the Garden, I couldn't find a seat in the locker room because there were 50 reporters around. I mean people from Time and Life. Bradley was a public figure to the nth degree. He had the romantic Princeton Rhodes Scholar thing going for him, but mainly he was the latest white hope. Pro basketball is dominated by black players, but the people who own the sport, pay to see it live, sponsor it on TV, and write about it are white, so they all focused on Bradley. Phil's boots and dirty socks were leaning against the sofa, but nobody seemed to mind. A few people were on the roof, pressing their faces against the skylight, and the young woman was working on the floor-to-ceiling crossword puzzle hanging next to the dartboard. Ball players have to wear suits on most teams in the NBA, Phil was saying as he wiped his hands on his pants. The Knicks happen to be the only club where you can wear jeans. If it wasn't for the fact that I'm a Knick, I couldn't dress and act the way I do and still stay in the league. But Phil's lifestyle does cause some unique problems. He's the Knicks' media hippie, and it has gotten to the point where the counterculture community expects him to trip for every game and to attend an obligatory number of rock concerts. Sometimes I feel like an amoeba on a slide, Phil said, but I just try to ignore all these extraneous things as best I can. They're also totally absurd. It's fun for people to have their superstars, but you can't take the cross off their backs and put it on yours. Phil keeps his perspective by going camping during the off-season, surrounding himself with friends who will still be there the day after he's finished as a ballplayer, and puffing on a good cigar. He is capable of discussing offense as a very civilized breaking down of a team's defense and of shilling for a hairspray. It's all part of the game, and Phil is careful to keep certain things from getting too close to him. In The Hobbit, Phil said, the Grand Wizard can blow smoke rings in all different colors. He just sits there and blows them to the ceiling. I can only aspire to that. Yet beneath his peaceful hippie smile, Phil was a relentless competitor, a characteristic that would eventually endear him to Michael Jordan. At the same time, he was never possessed by the Vince Lombardi ethic that equated losing with dying. During our 3-year partnership in Albany, what most impressed me about Phil's approach to the game was his ability to make coaching adjustments. After we'd gotten whipped by 20 points by a particular team, I would despair of ever beating that ball club. However, even back then, Phil was able to identify and isolate an opponent's weak points, and by changing the angle of a certain pick, or perhaps forcing a certain player to his right instead of his left, he'd enable the Patroons to turn the score around in the rematch. Phil's special gift was being able to find the isness of a play, a team, a player, and or a game. And he taught me a lifetime's worth of insights into the strategies and philosophies of the sacred hoop. Among other things, I learned, the game will always reveal the players and the coaches as well. Ball players always know when their coach is lying to them and vice versa. Referees are a necessary evil. They spend so many hours in darkened rooms watching game tapes and concentrating entirely on locating mistakes, 3-second violations and illegal defenses, extra steps and fouls called and uncalled, that the beauty of the game eludes them. Ball games are won or lost in practice sessions. A player's character is more important than his talent. There's no substitute for experience, and most players aren't really capable of understanding the game until they're 26 or 27. Role players are almost as important as all-stars. How a team fares in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter is a function of the adjustments made or not made by the coaching staff at halftime. More important than how many points a player scores is when he scores them. Coaching basketball can be dangerous to one's mental, physical, and psychological health. Pro basketball requires a